Thanks for calling customer support, Jasmine speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I am wanting to know what a charge was. It was a transaction on 226, came
Yeah.
across my bank on March 1st.
Okay. Give me one second to look that up. Okay. And may I have that first name, please?
Roberta?
Roberta? Did you say that right? Did I hear? Did I
Yes.
hear? Roberta?
Yes.
Roberta?
Yes.
May I have that last name, please?
Rayburn, Raybun.
Raydon.
So Burn.
Okay, start it all for me.
Ray, can you spell Ray?
R-A. Nothing. I know how to spell right, ma'am. I just need to make sure I hear you right so you don't have to be sarcastic.
Okay, Ray and Burn.
They think because they do color they talk to you. Can't wait. Jesus. I'll be understanding. Excuse me.
Did you get the last name?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, give me one second, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Could you verify the shipping address for me?
143 Fairway Drive, Pataskala, Ohio.
Yes, ma'am.
43062.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I do see where you got a smartwatch with shipping insurance and the Melody Pods. Let me see if it came in a bundle first. I'm trying to kill her with this, though. Okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I do see where you also have our earbuds as well. You were on a 14-day trial with those, which you ordered on the 26th of February. The watch was $792 for shipping and handling. The insurance was $195 for shipping and handling. And the watch itself was $597 with shipping and handling. Now,
the what?
The watch.
I didn't get a watch.
I mean the earbuds. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. On April 597 with shipping and handling. Now, those earbuds, the purchase for that, after that 14-day trial, ma'am, you were to call in to have that canceled. And because it was not canceled, they were able to bill you for that. Now, that charge is not supposed to be reoccurring, but what they're doing, because the $64.97 for the earbuds was declined, so they went back and tried to get them again on the 15th, and they tried on the 14th, it was declined. On the 15th, it was declined, and also on, for the watch, it was $697, it declined. So basically,
what
with
watch?
The, it said Jackdaw Watch Quantum. It's a watch.
Yeah, I didn't get a watch.
Okay. Well,
the only thing I got were the earbuds.
Okay, so you haven't received the watch yet.
I'm sorry?
So you haven't received the watch yet?
No, I
because
didn't
I see
order
the earbuds on here, and that was a $597. The insurance for that watch is actually $195. And then it got a watch on here. Hold on, let me make sure I'm looking at this right. Give me one second.
Yeah, because the only thing that I remember being online on Facebook and getting the iPods, but I did not get any. I didn't click anything or anything about a watch.
Okay, so okay.
I wouldn't do that because I never use a watch.
Okay, what it is? It comes in a bundle. Let me go back to this and make sure I saw that right. Because it does look like it may come in a bundle. Okay. Medley Pods, I-12 and 01. The watch is 29.97. So let me go back and look. 29.97. Okay, that's not the watch name. What is that? Go back. Give me 1 second, man. I'm looking over this.
Okay.
The man just tried to kill us with that spray juice. Okay, I see the warranty. Okay, yes, ma'am, because I do see a watch. It says Melody Watch, Melody Pods, and the Smart Watch Shipping Insurance. Okay. But
I haven't received anything. When was it supposed to have been shipped out?
Give me 1 second. Let me look back over it. Okay, those ear. He say. Okay, that was a watch. I see it. Why they got earbuds right here then? That's crazy. That's why that stuff be confused. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. Okay. It was the earbuds. I keep seeing watch on here.
Yeah, because I didn't get any watch. The only thing that I wanted and that I got was
the earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
well,
I don't know who this company, JACALKA. I don't know who they are. But they charged $1.95 against my account.
Yeah, the $1.95 is for the shipping insurance for that smartwatch. It's a smartwatch with shipping insurance. And it also says smartwatch with insurance, with shipping insurance, and for the Melody Pods that you ordered. That was $7.92. Do you see that as well?
I see the $7.92. Yeah, and that's with Rarity Gadget.
Right, and then the $1.95 is for another smartwatch with shipping insurance. That was the $1.95. Do you see the $5.95 for the earbuds? $5.97. I'm sorry.
What date was that?
2/26, February 26th.
Okay,
all these was on.
I'm going to have to make it more than 30 a page. I'll go to 60 a page. So I'm looking at the transactions, the activity and stuff.
I'm going to say, if you see that $195, that $597 should be right after that $195.
Okay, hold on just a second. I have to go back. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Mr. Bonds, why we cannot let this discount.
It kicked me out. It wants me to log back in. So to log back into my account, and I think that there's like 30 transactions on the page, so I have to go to the previous page.
Okay. Well, I do see where they did take out the $7.92, the $1.95, and the $69.97 because every other watch call was declined anyway.
Okay. Okay. So on 2/26, you said $5.95?
No, man. On that 2/26, it was $5.97.
So what company or what?
That's for the earbuds.
And so would that be Rarity Gadgets?
I'm not sure what it is on your statement, but it would be.
On my statement, I'm clear back to February 2nd, and I'm not seeing any.
No, it's February 26th.
Okay, well, I went clear back, and I'm not seeing anything.
It was declined anyway from you declined the five. Okay, so after those charges, the 14-day trials, after that trial, they are able to bill you for their product because you're no longer paying for that trial. You're paying for the product now. And because it was declined, they're steady trying to go back and get their money because you're declining it. So until it is paid, they are going to continue to charge your account because it's a one-time charge.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing on, I'm still not finding the charge that you're talking about was done on 226 for five something. I don't have any amount like that on my account.
Okay. It is in our system, but it, again, that charge was declined.
Or maybe that's why it's not on here then.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm looking at all the transactions on the 26th of February, and there's nothing on there for $5 and whatever that amount was that you said.
Yes, ma'am.
There's only the $7.92 and the $1.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I don't have anything until they tried to charge on the 17th, the $69.97.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So is there, so how can I contact those companies? They're not going to try to bill me for anything else, are they?
No, ma'am. They just want their money that they already billed you for. That's what they're trying to do now.
For a two week trial, what was that for anyway exactly?
Those very things we just went through.
Okay, yeah, but just for the earbuds, right? Because I don't know what when you talk about a watch.
It was the earbuds and the insurance because they give you insurance with that earbuds.
Right, I see that on here. That's the $7.92 and the $1.95. And then the price for the earbuds is $69.97 that they're trying to collect for.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't see anything on here about a watch.
Well, in our system, it says something different. That's all. It is for the earbuds. Now, what we can do for you is, well, they've declined. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Make sure I'm reading this right first. Okay, because you do have those earbuds, and we can offer a 35% discount on your last charge if you like.
What charge would that be?
That would be for the $69.97. So that's $69.97. That'd be 35. That would be $45.48 refunded back to you.
Okay, so how do we do that?
I do it from my system.
Okay, go ahead and do that then. I mean, because that's better than them trying to put almost $70 through when, you know, I'm living totally on Social Security and it's like almost hand to mouth. I just can't afford that. I thought it was free earbuds, you know, and if you know, they have all the terms of service and everything on there and it's in such small print anyway, seniors have a hard time reading it. And so if you click in the wrong place, they've got you. But this has taught me a very valuable lesson. I'll never buy anything online again like that.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that, ma'am. Give me 1 second to notate your account. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm still here, ma'am. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
One more second, ma'am.
Okay.
You want to make sure I got everything notated, okay?
On those companies where, you know, the terms of service and stuff, is there an 800 number to call if you do want to cancel?
Yes, ma'am, you can give us a call back.
Is that the number that I just called?
It is.
Okay.
It
but that's
is.
The number. If I wanted to cancel that, I should have done within the 14 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because I didn't see that on there.
I understand. Okay, give me one more second. I'm almost finished with this. Paste. Submit. All right, ma'am. So we're going to refund it, and we're going to make that 45, and then 8, okay, it's 48. All right, ma'am, if you can't expect that to be 35 business days, okay?
I'm sorry?
That would be in your account 35 business days.
Okay, so I see on here where they, I see, or C.S. Melody something sent me an email.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I see where they tried to put it back through already again.
Yes, ma'am.
It says, but under the description now, it's in my pending transaction.
It's in your
for
who?
Today. It's under my pending transactions on my banking
mm-hmm.
for today's date, but it's under the description, it's manual authorization. XDOCP.
Okay.
It's under the withdrawals, and it's not pending. But the bank is, you know, is not going to pay that because it is, it's got a block on it until we get this figured out. But now that you've done that, when this comes through where they've tried to do the, let me look at my email. Whatever, $48 or whatever you said?
Ma'am, I'm not understanding what you're asking me, ma'am.
Okay. I'm not sure. Let me go.
You
my email. Because I got an email notice. Because when I'm on the phone or when I'm on another website, I get these messages. But I'm trying to think. What would be, you sent me an email with that information?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, ma'am, we did.
Okay, and who would that be coming from? Because in my inbox, I don't know who it's from.
It should say Quantum. It actually should say Jabob's Way Management, actually.
Should say what?
It should say,
because I think it might have went in my junk, in my spam folder.
I'm not sure, ma'am, but we did just send it to
you.
Yeah,
it did. One of my, it's cs at melodypodsnow.com.
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Okay, I'm just moving it to my inbox. Okay. Okay, and you said that it says the refund is on the way?
Yes, ma'am. It should be 35 business days, ma'am.
Okay. The 877-486-1304, is that your phone number?
The number you just called, ma'am, whenever you're ready to cancel it, please call us back.
I want to cancel it now. This came from a company called Melody Pods refund notification.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of the product?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There's a toll-free number on here for Melody Pods. Should I call them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then why did you tell me to call you back for cancellation?
Because more than likely they're probably going to send you right back to us, ma'am. But call them, please.
Okay. Okay, so you said it'll take like 35 days?
No, ma'am. I'm 325.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thought, well, I'll forget all about it in 35 days. Okay. So I'll watch for it, and then I'll let the bank know, and then they can pay it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, alrighty. Well, thanks for your time and your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.